Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 5, we were talking about making a thing right with God and others after we have sinned. Let's end the week on that thought.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
So we need to have love for the children of God. In this flesh, we can still offend and wound one another. Many of us carry scarred spirits. Sometimes it's words and other times it's deeds. But as God does not give us up, rather he continually works in our heart that we might seek to be reconciled in truth and doctrine. With the spirit of forgiveness in our heart for those who have wounded us through words or some other offense. Sometimes it's our part, and we must confess of our sin to God and to the ones that we have offended. I've had people who years ago said some bad things and left our church. I've had it even from a first church that I pastored. I had two that called me in the past 2 or 3 years. I hadn't talked to them in 30-something years. And they called me to apologize, admitting they were wrong. Had others, it's just been a couple of years, but and just all the spectrum over the years has happened several times. And what I learned from that is that when people get right with God and they're honest about it and true about it, God lays it on their heart to get right with the ones they have wronged. Now, I've told men and ladies, and people will disagree with me, especially the religious psychologists, that you were in adulterous sin with someone, you call that person up, just like the woman at the well, just like the Zacchaeus, you get in touch with those people and let them know God has changed your life. You let them know that there was no pleasure in that adulterous relationship. You let them know that it is the greatest regret of your life and that it did not physically or spiritually or in any other ways satisfy, and that the relationship is not still special. They're not still the person you'll always love. There are men out there. It's unfortunate, but it's more so with men than women. But women do this too sometimes. They have relationships, and then they'll say, you know, for the children's sake, we got to break this off. You know, they're being noble. But you'll always be the love of my life. That is the biggest bunch of baloney that's ever been made. You see, what's happening is things are closing in and they're trying to get out of it without hassle and losing face. And so that's what they do. And you know somebody like that, but whether that happened or not, you were in sin, apologize, and make it right. They may never apologize, but they may, if you don't apologize, say, you're trying to tell me about getting saved. I know people in your church in adultery or have been in adultery, and they sing in your choirs. They teach in your Sunday schools. They do this, they do that in your church and act like they're so spiritual. And I know what they are. Oh, listen. Get things right with God and man. Now that's a little bit off the subject, but as a pastor, I've dealt with that so often, and I know people don't like that, but that's the Bible way. And it's not the psychologist's way, but it is God's way. And he is the one who says, pour out your heart to me. So I figure if you're looking for a psychologist, get the very best, and that's our Lord. But this is often a test of a local church, but also a poem in regard to siblings, spouses, parent and child. Make things right. Ours is to love those who are begotten of him. You may say, I don't think he or she is really saved. Then ask them. Explain the plan of salvation carefully. And ask them if they know for sure they're saved as you explain the plan of salvation. Ask them, hey, let me go through this and I get done, then tell me. Don't interrupt. Go through it and explain it well. You see, you can't see their heart, and even if you go through it all, you still can't see their heart. You just got to take their word, as they would need to take your word on that issue. Now, verse 2, he said, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Now, that goes back to see is there in verse 1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the state of being, remember, is the Christ. Okay, that Jesus is the Christ, is born of God. And you love those that are begotten of him. Jesus is the anointed of God. He was anointed to take the punishment of our sins, as we read in 1 Peter 2:24 earlier. 2 Corinthians 5:21, he became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. But you also believe God does not lie, and his word is to be trusted. Therefore, you come under is born of God. So you're eternally secure because of his work. It's his keeping, not our perseverance. It's the work that he does. That includes, first, loving God, and secondly, keeping his commandment, which is love the brethren, is one of them. Mark chapter 12, verse 30 and 31, the Bible tells us, when Jesus was asked, what is the greatest command? He says to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your body, your mind. And the second was like to love your neighbor as yourself. Now, God said something is his greatest command, and by that he means the most important to him. Wouldn't it tell you that the greatest sin is to break what is the greatest, most important thing to God? So, can you say you've always loved God? No, you can't. You've broken the most important of all commandments. We can talk about thou shalt not commit adultery, and that is terrible. Thou shalt not steal, that is terrible. Thou shalt not bear false witness, that is terrible. We can talk about those sins that the Bible speaks of, but not loving the Lord your God through all is the biggest. So, there's a twofold way of knowing the Lord now shows your assurance. You're assured only if you take him at his word. And that assurance is in first loving God and secondly keeping his commandments. Now, when you start balking on the commandments, that's when you have problems and your faith begins to waver. I find that when people get away from the Lord, not when they're serving the Lord, when they're serving the Lord, they seem to be at peace and they're working for the Lord and they are assured. But when they start getting away from the Lord, then they do some terrible things. Then all of a sudden, they wonder, you know what? Am I still saved? And they wonder if they ever got saved. And so that becomes a problem because sin robs you of the assurance that you have in the promises of God about salvation. So, verses 1 and 2, We see our eternal security or assurance in that we are born of God. And we saw that we don't work for it. It's like people use the word legalism today. They say, well, legalists, they believe they've got to work for their salvation. No, I don't say it's that. What they're saying then is if you have standards in your life, that's what they mean. If you have standards, you're legalist. Most of them don't even think of it as you're thinking of earning your salvation. But that's what a legalist is referring to, is somebody that thinks they earned their salvation. But the Bible's clear. Every one of us must be born again. But it's not, you must be born again and again and again. Oh, no. It's a one-time thing. I find it interesting that those who believe that one can lose salvation, I can understand what they're saying, except for one thing. They believe that you can lose salvation, but they believe you get baptized after your first salvation, but if you get saved again, then you don't have to be baptized again. In other words, corruptible water has more keeping power than the pure blood of Jesus Christ. Henry Morse, in his notes on the Bible, says the test of true love for God is whether we love the children of God. Christian brethren, the true test for the children of God, in turn, is whether or not we love God and keep His commandments. Now, that's interesting. Anytime one sees our standards of biblical conduct, they call us legalists, whether it's for our Sunday school teachers, our Christian school teachers, what have you. This book speaks of not loving the world in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. Rather, loving God. Notice what it says. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, and notice this next statement, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, he says, the love of the Father is not in you. My friend, it's not in you. It's not there. He goes on to say, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Okay, now this is a New Testament passage, by the way. So keeping God's commandments is legalistic. Then by this book, the opposite is loving the world and its lust. You're not legalistic if you love the world and its lust.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.